It's good to be together. I'm going to talk a little bit this morning about perseverance. When we go down Cornwall, it's a very long drive down Cornwall, and we tend to do it at night because the roads are a little bit quieter. But to keep us going on this long drive, generally we have energy drinks and more energy drinks. By the time you get to Cornwall, you're still buzzing, so that awning goes up pretty quick at Caravan. You're still full of it. So this morning, I've brought you something to look at. You're not having it. This is a well-known energy drink, and it's the name of it which is similar to perseverance. Relentless. Very similar words, and it uses the word relentless because it, as an energy drink does, it keeps you going, keeps you moving forward, keeps you persevering and moving on. So that's as little prop for today. Still cold actually. Quite nice. This reading from today is taken from James 1, verses 2 to 12. It says there, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. Believers in humble circumstances ought to take pride in their high position, but the rich should take pride in their humiliation, since they will pass away like a wild flower. For the sun rises with the scorching heat and withers the plant, its blossoms will falls and its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the rich will fade away even while they go about their business. Blessed is the one who perseveres under the trial, because they have stood the test. That person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him." Life can be tough. As a Christian, it's not going to be plain sailing. In fact, probably the more you go on your journey, the more you try and attain a Christ-like image, the tougher it may seem. What are we to do? What action do we take? I've just read a scripture to you, and it began with probably the most unmanageable description of perseverance. Consider it pure joy. Steadfast in doing something despite the difficulties. When something comes against us, when something stands in front of us, when we're going about our Christian life, and the trials stand before you, what's our normal reaction? Is it as it says in this verse? Consider it pure joy. Our normal reaction may be of anger, may be of frustration, may be of pain. These might be words that come to mind during times of trial, during times of tribulation. Is pure joy at the top of your list? Do you step out of your door in the morning in pure joy? Do you face that conflict of interests at work with pure joy? That hill that you are to climb with pure joy? Is your life similar to that of Job's? A guy that had a very joyful time. Or did I read that book wrong? What is before us? I cannot tell you exactly how every day in Christ will be for you. It's your personal experience, your personal journey. But our attitude, our actions, our relentlessness, our perseverance, our moving forward to our goal, to that Christ-like image, will speak volumes. In this scripture which I read to you, it mentions a few verses into it, our faith. Now, in some ways, our faith is very much like our energy drink. It's very much like our means of sustenance. It's very much like the thing which will feed us in our perseverance, in our maturing, in our completing God's work in us and around us, and showing us and guiding us and leading us in His light. It also mentions in this scripture of how our skill set can be improved in asking and receiving. But then it also tells us what happens if we give up. If we give up on that perseverance. If we lose that joy. Our control. Our direction. Our focus. Our stability, how they can disappear. What's our goal? What's our joy? It's quite clear to me that in this scripture that our daily life as a Christian is a challenging life. That our daily life as a Christian is a life in which we will have trials. We will have temptations. But it clearly sets out in this scripture that there is a way to deal with it. What's our goal? Our joy. Our test, our relentlessness, our perseverance. It shows us at the end of this scripture that we have got that goal, and that goal is a crown of glory. But also, in this scripture, it does tell us that you can just ride life. You can have the peaks and the troughs. And that you can never seem to get anywhere. So how are you taking each day? Are you taking it as a joy? Are you taking it as Job? What is our example? Is this text our example? Is Job our example? Is our Lord our example? In Hebrews 12, verse 2, it says, "Fix our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." Our Lord, the pioneer, the perfecter, the joy before us in our daily lives. Do we get up in the morning and, if not outwardly, inwardly, shout joy to the Lord? Regardless of what's before us, we step forth relentlessly. We step forth in perseverance. We step forth in pure joy. Amen.